Okay, today we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Tumura, and we are up to Parakei Mishnah Hey. Harezo tachaso. If a person has two animals, one chulin and the other one's a karban, and he said, let this chulin animal replace the karban. Tumuras zo. Or he says, instead of tachas, he says tumuras. Or chalifas zo. Harezo tumura. In any of those languages, that works as a tumura. Zomachalelis zo. If he says, let this karban that become mechulal on the other karban, ain't a tumura. That is not a lashon of Tamura, because Mechulelas is talking about not extending the Kedusha, but removing Kedusha. V'imhaya hegdish balmum, but if the one that was a carbon was a balmum, yotzei l'chulin, then it becomes chulin, because a balmum, you're actually able to be poda. V'tzarech l'asos damim, and if the chulin animal is worth less than the carbon that it's supposed to replace, then you have to fill in the gap, you know, whatever, I mean, you had a $200 carbon, and you are mechalel, that's a balmum, and you're mechalal it on a $150 chulin animal, you owe $50 to Hegdish. Mishnah Vav. Harezo tachas chatas. If you say, let this one be in place of the carbon chatas, v'tachasala, or in place of the carbon ala, lo amra klum. It doesn't accomplish anything. The chulin animal is not a tamura, because tamura is only when it's a particular carbon that you're referring to. So you can't just say generally about chatas or nala, but tachas chatas zo v'tachas ola zo. But if you say let it replace this chatas or this ola, so tachas chatas v'tachas ola sheishu b'toch habayis, or you say this chulin animal is in place of the chatas or the ola that I have in my house, hayolo, and you actually had one in your house, dvarav kayamin, then it's actually going to be a tamura of the chatas or the ola. Im amar al beimatmei, if you say about a non kosher animal, mum, or an animal that has a mum, hare elu ola, let this be an ola, lo amar klum, that's worthless. Hare elu li ola, but if you say let it be li ola, yimachar v'yavi b'dameim ola, then you're just trying to give a kedusha damim to you're saying that I want the value of this to be used to buy an actual carbon ola. So let's review what we learned today in Parakei Mishnah Hey. We said that if you say a lashon of zotachaso, zotmurazo, chalifaso, those are all valid. If you say let the carbon be mechulal on this other animal, that is not a valid lashon of tamura. And if it were a carbon that was a balmum, it would become chulin. And whatever shortfall you have in between the value of the original carbon and the value of the chulin animal that's replacing it, you'd have to make up that shortfall. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that if you say let this be tachas echatos in general, a tachas and ola, but you don't specify which chatas or which ola, so that's worthless. But if you say this chatas, this ola, or the chatas I have in my house, or the ola that I have in my house, and you actually have one in your house, then that is binding. If you say about a non-kosher animal or a balmum, let it be a carbon ola, that's worthless. If you say let it be lit ola, then you use its value in order to buy a carbon ola. Okay, next time we'll pick up with the sixth parak of Maseches Tumura.